Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 31, 2020. The viral trajectory. The coronavirus shows me my egoism, where I need to tame it and where to engage it correctly. And by using the restrictions that the virus places upon me correctly and following the instructions of the health department and the government, I show the Creator that I am ready and capable of fulfilling His treatment program and that through it, I want to reach new relationships in society. This is how I actually advance toward them. Try doing so and you will see how it will organize you from within, straighten you up, and direct you. People are not to blame for the pandemic and neither are the viruses or the governments or doctors. It is the Creator who directs us through all these restrictions to the precise trajectory that leads to Him. This is what is happening now. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson March 18, 2020, lesson on the topic Pesach, Passover. Coronavirus is changing reality, Part 5. Remedy for coronavirus. Question: to date, is isolation the only remedy for coronavirus? Answer: we were in such relations with each other even previously, although it was not so obvious. We just did not have anything to hold on to. If I had some kind of device to point at everyone and choose to communicate with this one and not with that one, then I would do so. In principle, even without the virus, we look at each other all our lives, whether to communicate with this one or not and at what distance. Question: what questions should a person who is currently sitting in isolation at home ask himself? There are already hundreds of thousands or even millions. Answer: this virus shows how badly we treat each other. We must necessarily change our relations and then immediately everything good and kind in the world will be restored. Question: are you sure that a person can ask himself such questions and come to the conclusion that we treat each other badly? Can a virus cause such thoughts? Answer: in Kabbalah, in particular in the book Prophets, it is described that humanity can come to terrible states when people will literally eat each other. So we need to think about that as well. Today, we are still in a beautiful, generous state where we can change ourselves and not allow this to happen. From CabTV's Coronavirus is Changing Reality, Part 5, March 12, 2020. Spiritual Holidays, Part 8. What do Purim's characters represent? Question: what do the characters of the Purim holiday represent, the king, Queen Esther, Mordecai, and Haman? Answer: Haman is our great egoism without which we could not achieve the complete correction. Esther, from the word concealment, represents Malkhut, which acts in concealment and around which everything revolves. Mordecai, Mordor, is a quality of Bina, the righteous man who needs nothing. He is only waiting for the state where he can really serve. Ahasuerus is a king, above whom is the Creator. The people represent all our desires. This whole group of actors acts out Purim. Question: indeed, we perceive Purim as a children's holiday when everyone wears costumes and puts on masks. Why is there such a custom? Answer: people put on masks because we do not fully know the essence of this holiday, who each one is really acting, who is hiding behind what, and why all this is necessary. If we tried to act out this story correctly within ourselves, in the soul, in the connection between us, then in the end we reach a state called Purim. Goral, the lot is cast in such a way that is absolutely unclear why. In the end, everything should have been on the side of the villain Haman, who wanted to destroy the people, but it turned out in the opposite way. He was hanged on the same gallows that he prepared for Mordecai. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, January 29, 2019. What do we do in a state of ascent? Question: What do we do in a state of ascent? Answer: in an ascent, you must help everyone, that is, you need to give, to realize this desire on others. This is how you will prolong your ascent, continue rising even more, because by absorbing the desires of others, you will be able to climb upon these desires. Question: is there a way to stay in this state? Answer: if you constantly absorb the desires from others and pull them along, rise above yourself in their desires, then your ascent will become continuous and there will be no fall. Question: if people who have been studying for several years in their respective tens suddenly experience the tens descent, what should they do then? Answer: if their ten is in decline, this means that the Creator specially placed them in such a state. They then need to look for another ten that would pull them out of the fall, or do it with the help of a leader, because a person will never rescue oneself. As stated previously, a prisoner can't release oneself from prison. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, March 27, 2019. Signs of soul growth. Question: what are the external and internal signs of your soul growing? Answer: when we start connecting, we give the light an opportunity to spread inside of us. We are beginning to sense and perceive it as fulfilling. In that we see the system of connection between us, in other words, we attain the structure of the soul. This is the most important part, because as we gain insight into the structure of the soul relative to how it comes to life influenced by the light flowing through it, we begin to sense the Creator talking to us, how in a wave-like pattern He changes the relationships between us, and how by altering the connections between us we can respond to Him. This is our contact, our communication, with the Creator. Question: does a person whose soul is growing feel that he is changing? Answer: very much so. It all happens absolutely realistically through mutual contact between a person and the Creator. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 9, 2020. In everything there is only the Creator. Question: in everything, the Creator, you are my light and my veil before my eyes. Do I not see the Creator but only my own properties through a veil and nothing else? Answer: you always see the Creator, not yourself. We just say that a person seemingly sees himself. In fact, he sees the Creator but in the opposite, negative form, as much as he is dissimilar to the Creator. Therefore, it is said that the person is the Creator's shadow. Question: but when I look at myself in the mirror, do I see the Creator? Answer: I mean your actions, thoughts, and feelings, not what you see in the mirror. It is better not to look in the mirror. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 9, 2020.